You doused me.
Now, sir, yours is a new name in the world of art.
New name?
Yes. Tell us something about yourself, will you?
Well, I taught myself everything I know. I started painting by numbers. And my very first work was a self-portrait and nearly caused a nasty accident.
Well, how was that?
I stepped back to admire it and I fell 8 over 22.
Sure it is. Now, sir, seriously, how would you describe your art?
Well, my style keeps changing, you know. At one time, I used to draw quite disgusting things. That was my blue period. And then I had a bash at Renoir, big fat birds in feather hats. one time I done my one-eyed herringbone stuff, you know, that was under the influence of Picasso. And, of course, me slosh it on any old owl style was under the influence of drink.
Well, sir, we wish you luck with your paintings in London.
Thank you, sir. And I, for my part, can only hope for one thing.
What's that?
That it don't rain and wash them off the pavement.
Long-term plans are at last suggested for dealing with the traffic situation. Meanwhile, the chaotic road conditions are continually added to as more and more people are learning to drive.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Charles. I say, fancy you being my examiner. Go easy on me, won't you?
We'll see, Rodders.
All right, now start the car.
Start the car. Here we go.
Into gear and off we go. Roddykin?
Yes, Charles?
We should have opened the garage door, shouldn't we?
I'm sorry, Charles. I'm so nervous today.
Now, simmer down. Everything's going to be all right. Now, once more. Off we go. Yeah. Right, now look in the mirror, Rodders.
Right.
Signal pull out. That's it.
How am I doing so far?
Absolutely dolly, Rodders. Watch out. Look out for the car over there. Rodders, be careful.
Yes. All right.
Rodney! Put your foot on the brake.
Yes.
Rodney, look out! Now you've done it, Rodders. You've gone right into them.
Never mind, Charles. It'll be all right. I know the drill. Here, take their number down.
What is the number?
ER1.
This brings us to our panel of experts who are waiting to discuss this week's searching question. Ricky Livid.
Hello, now. Afraid I'll have to ask for police protection when I do these broadcasts.
Oh, trouble with the fans?
Yeah, a whole mob of them outside the studio today. One bloke come up to me and he said, Ricky, you're number one on our hit parade.
Yeah?
Then he hit me.
Fellow,
I make no bones about it. I'm looking for someone to love. I think we all crave a little affection in our lives. And you know, I'm not asking very much. I mean, just give me the girl, give me the moonlight, and leave the rest to me. And I'll jolly
yes,
soon.
Thank you. Well, that's the panel. And this week's question comes from a listener who asks, how does the team like to relax?
Ricky Livid, how about you?
Well, I mean, you've got to relax in this business, ain't you? It jangles on your nerves and that, don't it? We have a night, kids was clapping and screaming, and I'm on the stage there twisting and leaping about.
Is that part of your act?
No, my electric guitar short-circuited. Anyhow, I mean, I have found a secret. It's yogi. I sit there in the middle of the room, cross-legged and naked.
Naked?
Yeah, naked. It's what you might call Yogi Bear.
So now, Arthur Fallowfield, how do you relax?
Well, I think the answer lies in the soil. You can't beat the country for relaxing. At the end of a day's good, honest toil, you go indoors to the warmth of a log fire, a good meal, stimulating conversation, and an early night. Of course, the rude awakening comes when you have to get up about 4 o'clock in the morning.
That's when work starts again.
No, that's when I have to go home.
Thank you, Arthur. That's quite enough. Thank you. Thank you.
And so to this week's drama, as we delve deep into opera and come up with a spadeful of old Seville. Here now, the story of Carmen, originally created by Prosper Mérimée and now mucked up by Eric Merriman. Ladies and gentlemen, we present Carmen to the Garden. Oh, not now, I'm busy.
The scene is a square in Seville, full of dragoons, peasants, and gypsy dancers. And you can't get any squarer than that for an opening. The time is 12 noon, and it is midday break at the nearby cigarette factory. Suddenly, the siren sounds forth. Do you mind?
I'm new to sound effects. It says here, blow your ooter.
Factory hooter, please.
Oh.
That's better. And at the welcome sound, the pretty girls from the cigarette factory rush forth to meet their escorts.
Pepito!
Conchita!
Miguel!
Rosita!
Manuelo!
Lolita!
Fred!
Aida!
Fred, fancy seeing you!
Then you know, Aida, I've joined the civil service.
And yes, at last, here she is. Scintillating, alluring, provocative, passionate, beautiful. Oh. Here she is, Carmen.
Yes, I am a Carmen. All men desire me, but be wary. I am fickle, not just an ordinary cigarette girl. I'm always going out. Now, who will be my escort for the revelry tonight?
Let me be your escort.
No, Carmen, come with me.
Pardon me, Carmen, I would do anything for you. Anything, anything.
Be quiet. That is enough. I don't know whether I'm coming or going. No. I will have none of you.
No, look out, the soldiers.
Say, you there. You know who is the cause of this affray?
Afraid not.
It is, as I thought, the gypsy girl again. Carmen, I arrest you for causing a disturbance.
But I have disturbed nobody.
Well, you've certainly got me disturbed.
Then I have chosen my escort for tonight. It shall be you, soldier. What is your name?
I am Sergeant of the Dragoons, Don Jose.
Don Jose? But you do not sound Spanish.
Well, one of the Oxford Dons.
Listen, everyone. Don Jose is my chosen escort.
No, girl, no. I refuse to be subject to your alluring charms. You are under arrest. It will do no good to resist.
Who's resisting?
Yes. Oh, well, yes.
You are already succumbing to my enchantment. Take this flower. Whenever you gaze upon it, you will feel elevated.
What is this, a sort of self-raising flower?
You will soon understand when you experience that deep, uncontrollable longing that all men feel for me.
Oh, nonsense, girl. Me infatuated by you? It's unthinkable why you're cheap, shallow, fickle, scheming, beautiful, desirable, adorable.
You see? Farewell, Don Jose.
Poor Don Jose. He was smitten as he'd never been smut before. But carefully tending the flower Carmen had given him, he searched for her high and low. One day, behind the cigarette factory...
Gladys!
She, of course, has nothing to do with our story. However, for weeks he searched in vain, and then one evening, in her favorite local tavern, a sort of good pull-up for Carmen.
Magnificent! Oh, Carmen, come here and let me...
Get your hands off of my tambourine. Who are you?
I am Don Two.
Don Two?
You're twice as good as Don One. Watch.
Ah, you dance as well.
As well as what?
Then you will dance for me. No.
Very well.
happened?
I think he's gone through an Olay in the floor. I am Rendardo. Where is Don Caro?
I am here, he said, twitching characters just like that.
Don Caro, listen. Carmen works at the cigarette factory and we deal in a contraband. Perhaps she can help us with our next consignment. She can divert the soldiers' attention while we...
Shh, quiet. Someone is eavesdropping.
Well, tell him to pick him up and go away.
It is one of the dragoons.
Oh, it is Don Jose.
Oh, Carmen, it is you. I've found you at last. I've longed for you, longed for you.
You've widened quite a bit as well.
Oh, Carmen, your fiery kisses set my heart aglow, my soul afire, and my very being aflame.
I was smoking a cigarette.
Oh, Carmen, I love everything about you, your uncrushable packing, your filter tips.
Mere infatuation, Don Jose. Forget it.
But my passion flower, surely you cannot mean it.
Go away, soldier. She wants nothing to do with you.
And who are you, and why do you look so smug?
We're smugglers.
Quiet, quiet. He is a dragoon. He could arrest us.
Oh, Carmen, this is terrible. You can't do this to me. Don't cast me off like this week's washing. Carmen, I am appealing.
You should not stand so long in the sun.
Then you feel nothing for me.
Oh, nothing, Don Jose. I have lost my heart to another. One who is a proud, a courageous, and strong.
And who is it?
See, he come now. It is the fearless Toreado.
Guess who? Yes, it's me. I am the fearless Toreado, Owl.
You mean Olay. There's an acute accent.
Oh, thank you very much. Yours is quite nice.
Welcome to the great Escamillo. Did you arrive by the bullfighter special?
No, it was a non-Toreador train.
Yeah. Come, Escamillo, let us hear the great song of the Toreador.
All right, then. You insist. Toreador, that's what I am this week. Right up the creek, oh, what a cheek. In the ring I landed on my head, just cause me trousers were red. And one thing that you learn to never do, bend down to tie your shoe.
Toreador in scarlet and in gold.
Yes.
You must be bold.
What?
Do as you're told.
Oh, yes. It's all a load of fools.
I take this rose from my hair. It is for you.
Oh, thank you. I should put a glass of water by my bed.
But no, you are supposed to put it in your teeth.
Yes, that's where that'll be. Yeah.
So you are a notorious bullfighter.
Yeah, that's right. Do you like bullfighting?
Oh, I never go to see the bulls. They charge too much. I suppose you've had many exciting experiences.
Oh, yes. Look, do you know what happened to me a few weeks ago? Mm-hmm. I was in the ring, and I suddenly dropped my sword, and the bull charged, and he got me cornered. And there I was, pinned up against the side of the arena, and just when I thought my hour had come, the bull spoke to me.
The bull spoke to you?
Yeah. He said, I'm not boring you, am I?
I wonder if Carmen would love me if I were a toreador.
You a toreador? No, stop messing about. You'd never make a toreador or a matador. You might make a door a match. No, I'm saying thought you wouldn't make a good one of them, are you? But I must away. The bull ring awaits me. The spectators are calling me. You should hear when they're calling me. Adios! Adios!
Determined that Escamillo shall not have his beloved Carmen, a terrible plan forms in Don Jose's mind. He follows Carmen to the entrance of the bullring.
Who is it?
Nobody.
Oh, I thought for a moment I heard something.
No, it was only stealthy music played by the variety orchestra.
It is you, Don Jose.
Yes, it is I. I've come to wreak vengeance.
Is that what it is?
Oh, Carmen, I beg of you, listen to my plea.
I shall taunt to you, Don Jose. See, I dance my favorite dance.
Ah, stop dancing about, you little fool. All right, then. Take that.
Ah! Don Jose will stab me in the fandango.
And so the great tragedy of Carmen ends. What does Don Jose have to say?
Oh, what have I done? My little flower is faded and gone.
What does Escamillo have to say?
Oh, Carmen, I've been loving Carmen.
And finally, what does the bull have to say?
I've never heard such a load of men.
That's all for this week. In next week's program, we shall be reviewing a new book for girls entitled What to Do When Approached by Strange Men in the Strand and How to Get There.